How's it going, everybody? We're back. We're so back, gang. We're back for another episode. Episode 20. Big number 20, they call us. Everybody loves it, folks. Sorry. But
Wow. We're going to
right into the fantasy escape time reminds you of real life, folks.
And we're live.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, fresh hard cut. Right back in from the intro. Nobody gets it. We're so happy to have you back. Thanks for joining us for episode 20, big 20. We can finally tell everybody that we're in our 20s. Before we get into tonight's session, which will be a little continuation of last time, let's talk about last time with a little bit of a recap. Okay? Does everyone sound good?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we did a little bit of downtime stuff last time. Fitz did a little bit more investigating into his cold case. That was a delight to see. Eamon stole documents from the police precinct and then locked himself into a friend's closet.
And also threw a body into a...
that
I threw a body into Walter's...
I forgot that's how the session started. I thought those were two different episodes.
Yeah, that was like the first one. That's how it started.
That's how desperate those two moments were.
Those 25 minutes were wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, yeah. Eamon killed a guy and then threw his body into a tavern.
I temporarily misplaced his soul out of his body.
We don't know if he's dead. It's technically still in question.
Some people can be revivified, clearly.
Right. Anyways, Eamon killed a guy, threw him into an office, and then scurried into the other part of the city while the rest of the party gathered more evidence and the Skinner Man, as they've been known to call him. That's what everyone calls him. More evidence was collected. The group then set out to their downtime because I forgot that was the same episode. Evie had a crisis of faith, which was fun.
Now, why though? Why did I have that crisis?
Because of the decisions you made, I think, maybe. That's what
I wanted
to
sneak in a Darkness 2 quote, and next thing I know is I've accidentally put Evie into a into a spiral.
A Darkness 2 quote?
Yeah, wow, that's where
way to cause a mental spiral, I think, ever.
It was from the hit game The Darkness for Xbox 360. Continue.
Oh my god.
Ugh, I'll save that for my Gamedol if it ever comes up. So Gamedol is a daily thing where you guess what game picture is being shown.
What?
It's like Wordle, but with video game covers.
That rocks.
It's pretty sick. They also have a magic one. It's called Spellify. Look it up, folks. Look it up, folks. All right. So we're going to get back into the session. Everyone got what they want to do for the rest of this downtime part two? Electric downtime aloo? Well, then, we'll return to the session now. Fully cognizant of what we want to do and not at all in a jokey mood or humorous nature in any way. Who would like to go first with more downtime activities? Eamon, I think you said you were locked in the closet. That's what you're doing for 3 days.
I wasn't. No, I was using it as like a board. You don't got to say it like that. I was using it as like a room. I'm half in the kitchen, half I'm half using the closet, half using the kitchen.
Okay. Because he did offer a guest room, and you said, "I'll take the linen closet, please." And you emptied it out of all his stuff, and you locked yourself in there.
Yeah, I didn't. No, okay, wrong. I didn't lock myself in the closet.
Okay,
the door is open. I've taken all the linens out. I have used in the kitchen, half used in the closet.
Okay, so that's where you are.
Did you get all that, folks? Got them all locked.
That's where Eamon is. What would anyone else like to do? Because I think we still had a bunch of stuff. Sarah, did you have
what? No, sorry, I was laughing that you just took a second to be like, Eamon's in the closet, and that's what he's up to. Does Eamon have any other activities to do?
I mean, he can do other stuff if he wants to. That's just what I was told.
Yeah, Eamon, you want to dispose of any more evidence?
When have I been disposing of evidence? I'm investigating. I'm a detective. No, I didn't even dispose of that. I utilized it. Evidence as anyone would in a court case. I just utilized it differently by throwing it into someone's freaking... What is going on with my camera?
It's catching you in your lies. That's what's happening.
It really is.
I'm so sorry.
It's the Akira flashbacks to me killing a man. Freaking good.
Also, real quick flashback to Sarah disposing of evidence in the woods. like episode three or four.
You use necromancy, all right?
What?
And if I could know that, I would have leveraged it during our previous conversation, but I didn't. And you're welcome for not metagaming.
You would have blackmailed me?
Well, don't you forget it.
All right, well, I use my dad's time to go find blackmail on AIM.
You trip over something watching out of your house. You already have some, too. You started with it.
I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, 100% you do.
Remember that time he threatened somebody with a bomb?
Okay. You told me to come up with a freaking idea.
That that was like the lowest rung of blackmail, too.
That was the start.
He pretended to have a bomb one time. Also, he's a criminal.
I robbed a bakery like four times off screen. Like, all right.
You got an honest gambler beat up because he stole your hat.
Oh, no, he stole.
Honest. He gambled your hat away.
He's going to be alive. All right. So he can thank me for that. He stole my hat.
Oh, man. We need to start this episode.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll be back next week for episode 21.
I'm
so glad he could start here and end here.
Well, I know what I'm doing for my downtime, so I don't know what...
Locked in the closet.
I do have an activity planned.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Actually, I have a question. It's lore relevant, I promise.
Whiplash, dude.
I promise. Well, I was like, I want to go do this thing, because I feel like, you know, Evie's probably thinking about the past, they're thinking about their god, etc., etc.
Oh, of course.
Maybe they want to do a little bit of personal investigation of their own. Okay. But then, so what I was going to say is, I want Evie to go and check out the, like, house that they lived in as a child. Then I was like, what if they blindfolded them and like dumped them somewhere? So my question to you, Sean, is would they know where that place is?
Wild.
Puts you on the spot.
I would say yes, you would know where that place is.
Okay.
Whether or not it's still there is yet to be seen, but we don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Interesting.
I think they've avoided it. So okay. I want them to go check it out.
So that's what Eve is going to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very interesting. So you know it does exist in the Wallows. Weirdly enough, that's sort of how you picked up on all your little side paths across the city, because the Wallows is on the opposite side of the Gilded Quarter, so you literally had to walk across the entire city by yourself as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
you do normal and safe.
Old neighborhoods and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
The building is still there. Mm-hmm. It is completely... like foreclosed, abandoned, run down. Not necessarily in much worse shape than when you were last there. Just much more moss covered and weather worn. But still kind of disheveled.
Can I get in there?
Of course you can. There's almost no windows.
Nice.
You take 80 points of blast damage as you climb into the broken window.
Ow. I didn't realize this was a fucking... What game is that that does that to you?
Darkness 2.
Zombie.
Oh. Zombies ate my neighbors?
Project Zomboid. Project Zomboid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you took 80 points
of
damage.
But there is also an NES game for Die Hard that it does have the same mechanic.
Damn.
Glass damage?
Yeah, so like literally there is, like you can, enemies will shoot out glass in, this is an NES game, they can shoot out glass and if you walk over it, you take damage. Like in the film Die Hard, starring John McClane.
When he takes damage from walking over glass barefoot, yes.
Yes, spoilers.
Mm-hmm. A movie that I've definitely seen.
You haven't seen Die Hard? Okay, sorry, we'll stay on
track. I haven't seen it
either. I go in the house.
Okay. Again, it is... I've seen Die Hard, actually. I just remember. Oh, okay. I've seen Die Hard before. It was crazy. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
We've all seen Die Hard.
Yeah, Nakatomi Plaza. So, you have been here before. It is like a ghost of a memory walking into it now. Where there were once, you know, children sleeping on the beds and whatever furnishings they could make into, like, little forts to, you know, find some semblance of shelter in. There is now just this... old, long forgotten, empty building. Tarps covering all the furniture. Spider webs dangling from the ceiling. You can almost as if you was Fitz, you could see the ghosts of old Evis and their friends, acquaintances, dancing around like the movie Anastasia. Tension bears.
The most fucked up Anastasia.
All kinds of pulls tonight. Hell yeah, Jesus.
Dude.
Sorry, it's not Neighbors Ate My Zombie.
Zombies Are My Neighbors for the Sega Genesis.
Continue. I played the sequel. All right, so.
There are some rooms in this house that, I'm sure there's nothing there, but they were ones that Evie wasn't allowed into back then.
For sure.
And I think they want to go check those out and be like, is there anything left over? Like, any kind of hint as to where these people abandoned and ran off to in these more logistical rooms.
Logistical?
You know, the rooms where they went and they argued about which kid to send off. Very important things.
It usually seemed to be you.
Fuck!
Go ahead and make an investigation check.
What?
This is interesting.
Oh. I opened D&D Beyond, but not my character sheet. Isn't that
what a
so
great
funny?
Website.
I love talk it. About Die Hard.
More like so Dice Hard on D&D Beyond. You can buy skins for your dice on D&D Beyond. Digital dice. Digital dice,
don't
folks.
Don't you love when he died hard? Because it was hard to die? I thought that was interesting.
Is that roll coming?
Wait, hold on. Where's Evie?
Why are you asking me? You worked there.
I think she's dead. I think they died.
Did you lose your character sheet?
I think. Oh, wait. No, there it is. Oh, thank God.
That would be why.
What? My character sheets have been like flipping around recently for some reason, and they're in the wrong place. So
just like my lid, dude. I'm flipping.
It's okay.
Constantly.
I found them. Am I making an investigation check?
I would appreciate that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm here now.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll them with my owlbear dice.
Oh, I have those too from D&D Beyond.
These owlbear dice have failed me.
Mine are great.
13.
13. Very good. Not really. But
it's average.
As you're sort of looking around, there is, again, a strange nature to this house. You're not sure if somebody lived here after whatever organization, or you know what organization, but after they lived here, you're not sure if it was used for something else, some sort of family or business, maybe. But as you're going through some of these upstairs rooms, you find what would probably be a master bedroom, which might have been what it was originally. Again, you were never in there. Thirteen kind of sucks, but...
Are you trying to get me to spend a shenanigan?
No. I'm trying to decide what a 13 gets you. Because it's a very unlucky number.
Oh, okay. Here's I'll,
No.
I'll give up my snakes.
I'll take two snakes.
Okay. I already got rid of my snakes.
Bumps it down to a 12. I got you. Joked.
Shit.
As you're investigating, there is a moment where your foot sort of like breaks through a part of the floor, being in this old decrepit building. And you do see not like a secret hidden cubby, but almost like a distended roof below, or a ceiling below on the floor below. There's an area between the floorboards of this floor and the ceiling of the bottom level. And almost like things have dropped in there. You see like paper clips, small toys, playing cards occasionally, like a six of diamonds. Write that down. It's going to come up later. Okay, I thought Zach froze for a second. I got really scared. You're good. You're good. You were just being very dramatic and still.
Maybe I froze real life.
Yeah, and mentally. But you also find this small, like, slip of parchment. And it's not even burned, which is abnormal for your group.
I take out a match. No.
The building explodes. Nakatomi Plaza.
This thing hasn't been burned yet.
You haven't seen those videos where it's like someone explodes and it goes, I've been roaming around.
That does sound funny, though.
Is there anything on the parchment?
Yes, there is.
Ooh.
There was a communication between what you could only assume was two of the people in this group talking about different not necessarily like headquarters, but safe houses, store places, things that were, in case of emergencies, a good place to go. You know, like the cops are at the door. We got to break everything down and flee.
How interesting.
Isn't it though? And they do give you one business. All the other ones seem to be like weird addresses, nondescript homes. There's one that stands out. It is called Frostbite Delights.
Weird. I'm guessing I don't know that place.
Make a history check.
Oh.
I'll give you
one
more.
I'm good at those,
check.
I think. Yeah, I'm kind of good at those. 17
is better than 13, honestly.
It's better than 13.
In all your scurrying around the city, and especially when you were a little kid, probably more especially, there was a shop in the lattice square you used to pass by and almost like stop and daydream about going inside and being able to afford one of their very specialty ice creams. As the Frostbite Delights is an ice cream parlor in the lattice square.
Had one of those ice creams.
You never did. You're too poor. They don't do charity. That says it on the building. No charity.
Poor is not allowed.
If you look poor, it's $5 more. That's our motto.
Are they still in business? Jesus?
That's such a good motto. If you look poor, it's $5 more. Oh my god. It's the Apple method.
I was going to say, Starbucks is running on this
shit. Did you know? Oh, yeah, we should probably talk about this afterwards. Did you know that if you subscribe to a Patreon through Apple, they add like $3 onto it?
Yes.
That's fucked
for
up.
For real?
That's crazy. That's literally what I was talking about. It's literally $5 more if you use Apple.
That's insane.
Anyways. Yeah, it's bad.
But yeah, that's what you find.
I feel normal about this.
And I
leave the house and I start walking down the street with my hands in my pockets and my eyes a little glazed over, staring ahead of me.
Okay.
You know, real contemplative like.
That's crazy, dude. You're gonna be thinking for a while.
I'm funkin'.
Hell yeah. All right, well, while Amy's Amy. What the
it's
fuck?
It's me, Amy.
That? Well, Amy's thunkin'. Fitz, Tay, you guys got anything?
I'm gonna return back to my home in the Wallows.
Yes.
And I'm going to go pick up I remember I left something there.
Okay.
That I really want to pick up. So Fitz will go to this location. We'll like push down a floorboard because floorboards are the thing now. And we'll take out a what looks like a like what Eamon carries to write notes down. It's like that, mm-hmm. but it's a little more messy, a lot more packed with like extra papers and. Things pressed in it and stuff like that. And he's just gonna like look at it, upset at himself that he forgot it, because like this is like an item he wouldn't want to forget ever. Much like the sword that is carried on his side. And he's just gonna like look through it. Nostalgically.
Mm-hmm.
And then gonna keep it next to who he's gonna put it on the opposite pocket where the flask is and pat that down where his heart is, and he will
or was
And he will just attune to that feeling of missing someone. then we'll head to the bulletin if it's open. Or does he even know where that bulletin is? I don't even know.
Yes, you would know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's not a secret.
Do I see Evie just shambling?
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, you just guys sadly walking through the wallows. I don't even
sad
recognize
one direction,
you
they're
a
looking
second.
Absent-mindedly in another.
Yeah.
Evie, is what? Are you okay? You okay?
What are you up to?
Oh, that was not a good answer. Okay. I'm just about to go do some investigating on this cold case. Over at the Guiding Light Bulletin.
You need help?
I would love help if you're not busy.
No, I got literally nothing going on.
Okay. You just seemed like you were staring into the abyss and it was staring back at you and you were like, please blink. So, are you okay?
It'd be good to, like, maybe get my mind off some things that I'm thinking about.
Okay.
So, cold case sounds good.
Sure, I can help with that. Definitely help with that. And the two of them will.
Let's investigate.
Oh my goodness. What do you guys, some kind of team?
Buddy detectives on the scene.
That didn't happen in Die Hard. He died alone.
Okay, I remember the end.
He died alone at the end of that movie. Everybody knows it.
After that building happened.
Mm. Nakatomi Plaza. So,
I mean, I wasn't an exploding tower building, so it's fine.
Very. This game is kind of like
Die
Hard.
And I did die hard. That is the fact that it happened.
I do have to say the one piece of Die Hard lore that I do know, and okay. I don't actually know it, was that my father, who thank goodness will never listen to this.
What the fuck? It's a good show.
But he at one point kind of fell in the like Facebook reblogging hole that a lot of older folks sometimes fall into.
Interesting.
And he reposted one of those things that was like, this veteran gave his life for our country, but you never hear his name. Type America if you're still one of the brave. And it was a character from Die Hard.
It was Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I was like, who from Die Hard?
I was like, Dad, that's the building from Die Hard. That's not real.
That's not a real thing.
He duct taped his gun to his back to save our country.
Him and Michael Winslow. I remember.
It's happened to all of us. You know, we've all gotten got by something on the internet, right? Oh,
yeah. Never once.
Anyway.
So, you guys are heading off to do that. Tay, is there anything you wanted to do during this bout of downtime, or are you going to bank it for future stuff?
We have 3 days.
Yeah.
For a weekend. Yeah, the first day, she would just, like, overhear what she heard during that report and then share that with Fitz. And then I was going to have her, go to, Overboard Oddities and see if he had any, like, extra work that she could, like, go down explore and like bring up something, and then I was just gonna bank the rest of the weekend.
Sure. So you just want to like try and earn some gold?
Yeah,
some shmoney. Go ahead and roll me a 2d4s. Actually, choose how many days you want to do that and roll a d4 per day. That's what we're gonna do. Fuck yeah, I'm so good at this. What the hell, I could write a whole dang book. I'll call it Dragon. Oh fuck!
I'll do 1 day for it. Ooh, I rolled a 4.
Okay, so you get 4 handfuls of gold from the stuff you collect on that dive.
Nice,
solid.
That's what we'll do. Match. It's a very lucrative business.
Found a whole like you found a chest treasure down chest. There with like some random shit. Brought yeah. it back up.
Yeah, it's like a roguelike. Every time you go to the docks to do money. God,
yeah, and then she'll
lights.
Probably like then she'll probably spend like one of those days in the basement just
going over like some notes and theories and stuff, and then probably just like take Akaita out for like swordfish, and then
nice.
That's about it.
Okay, sounds good.
And... hard earned for that little girl.
And you two are going to the the bulletin.
Yeah.
Okay. So
how far is that from the Wallows even?
From the Wallows, it's actually in Champion's Row.
Oh, shit.
So it's on your, not on your way back home, but it's in the same vicinity as the HQ.
Right.
But their sort of head office is in that district. And as you're going there, I'm assuming you're just asking for Delum?
Yeah.
They would inform you that Delum has retired about 5 years ago. They are currently living in a like retirement facility for people living on their own.
I would ask for the address to that.
Yeah.
Get that information.
They give you the name is Kergrit Retirement Housing.
Spell that for me, please.
Oh, K-U-R G-R-I-T.
Was that?
G-R-I-T.
G-R-I-T.
Kergrit.
Kergrit.
Yes.
And that's, is that also in Champions?
Yeah,
that...
it's not too far.
Okay, cool. I think while we're heading there, Fitz is just like, he's looking at Evie, because like, Evie, does Evie still have that like, oh, kind of like look to them the entire time?
I'm normal.
What does it look like to passively repress something?
Yeah, that's what they look like. Whatever that is.
That's a raw quote. Holy shit. Hey, so I couldn't help one with the dead air. I couldn't take it. Ha, irony. I couldn't help but notice something about you. You don't exactly, you know, do you have any offensive spells in the slightest?
I know of them.
Right. So, do you have access to them now?
No. Lying.
Passive insight.
Lying.
It reminds me of texts when people are like joking or sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I respect it. It's a form of cleric I've never quite seen before. But I feel like I don't know how to word this right. This job is going to require the wrath of the divine as well as the mercy of it that you exhibit all the time. So I was just curious, is that like a you thing or is that like a Tal'Kyr thing?
Tal'Kyr's only rule pretty much is to not lie. Or deceive. Okay. Which has been, or try to obscure the pursuit of knowledge in all of its forms. So, no, not particularly a thing of my god. I'm kind of still figuring out what the right thing to do is. And when you follow a god whose only rule is don't lie, there is a lot of things that you kind of have to figure out for yourself. So
like bare bones baseline. Yeah.
Well, it's great. I mean, it's Tal'Kyr is the best, fantastic god to follow. And I mean, if you met my friend, he's always up in the, you know, capital quarter and trying to teach rich little fucks how to not be assholes when they grow up. So, like, Tal'Kyr does also deal with that. But yeah, it's kind of more of a personal decision, which is why when people ask if I can do offensive spells, I usually say, I don't know what they are. But that was a lie. I'm sorry. What? I
do I have to watch out for like lightning strikes?
No, like a beam from heaven just shines down at you.
It's interesting because I have somehow chosen the one god who I like. I don't like lying. It just kind of comes to me a little naturally.
Right.
So it's been interesting, but good.
Okay. I mean, that's got to find faith in something and someone, I guess.
And I love finding things out. And Tel'kir, big fan of that.
I mean, is that how do you go from being in the organization you were in, I won't say out loud, to being a follower and cleric of someone who's pretty opposite of that business?
Well, I was raised in that business. I didn't really know anything else. And when I was an age, I'm not trying to be vague. I don't know how old I was. Young. They kicked me out. And, well, you know, kids are only cute for so long. I can still do kids, but I guess not convincingly enough.
Right.
I
have seen Thomas, so that is, I don't know how well Chimney Sleepin is doing these days, but
I'll have to tell you how I got that one sometime. I really should stop, but he's like as old as me now, so I guess it's not so bad.
What does that mean? What does that part mean? I don't know. Wait, what is?
Oh, Thomas is a real person. I mean, that's not his name.
Right. Oh, what? Thomas is a real boy. Oh, man, so I guess that's what you're talking about.
Used to be a poet.
Used to be a
So I got kicked out, right. And I was pretty little, and I didn't really know what to do or where to go. And so I started just pretending to be kids on the street. Going to school, found a school. That was nice. And then one day I met my friend. And he was talking about the right thing to do. And I know that sounds kind of stupid, but wasn't really something that they told us about. It was kind of just go here, do this. There wasn't really any like, is this right? Is this wrong? And so I was curious. And he was nice. And I've been in service of Tel'kir ever since. Tel'kir.
I'm sure Tel'kir's ears are burning right now with praise.
Mm-hmm. I also am. Thinking back on it, actually, if I'm really like putting my adult brain to it, I'd say probably they kicked me out because I'm insufferably curious and I probably got into something that I shouldn't have.
Ah, that's a club I'm very familiar with. And he'll just like flex the arm. The metal arm.
So, you know, a kid asks too many questions, doesn't really have a filter. They're out impersonating somebody else's kid, and then they say incriminating information. I can see how that would maybe be a problem.
That is a set of dominoes to push. Yeah. Because kids say a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Very fast, and sometimes you pick up on it, and sometimes you don't. But sometimes when you do, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, as much as I hate to say it, think about. If things really do get real bad and peace can't be found as an option,
at least have an offensive spell or two in the back pocket. Just in case. Because this job can really test that. It's better to be prepared than empty-handed.
I'll think about it. I grew up around a lot of not so great people. And they could be really, really nice and sweet sometimes. And then so great. And, you know, it makes you wonder, what kind of person are you when you decide to hurt people? I don't know who that version of me is. But I'll think about it.
I mean, I grew up around the Lattice Square, so a lot of that question, the question you're asking yourself right now about it, had come up. My home, my family's business had been broken into, and the right people weren't asking the right questions, and the wrong people were getting away with it. And at the time, young, stupid kid me thought to get the answers, you had to use any method possible. And that included violence. So, but over time, that urge for that kind of justice evolved into what I am today. So, whatever you start as isn't the end point.
Do you like the person you are?
I mean,
headshot.
Yeah, bam.
We're here.
And they are.
Jesus.
They are dead. They are dead earnest, like eyes.
Yeah. I like the person I'm choosing to be. I think I'm still kind of getting used to the whole being kind of dead thing. That's a chapter of my life, afterlife, I never thought I'd see. So that's changed a lot of things in my perspective in life. But I like what I'm doing. I'm trying to help somebody right now. I'm helping you get over whatever was causing you to look really worried. You seem, honestly, still, like something's really put you on edge. And you don't have to tell me what that is. Just know that I'm here. We're all here to make sure you get through it right, properly.
Thanks. I'll figure it out. I just need to think. Also, the address of a safe house, maybe? But that's another thing for another day. Actually, several addresses. There's just only one I recognized, so. Not for our current case. For, you know.
For your bit, for your business.
Who took me?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wild.
That's pretty big. That's pretty big. Well,
we compartmentalize.
Compartmentalize in there. It's fine.
Evie is every part of me that, like, something bad happens to me, and I'm like, I can joke about this.
I gotta find a new face for this person.
Well, as someone who has walked this city several thousand times at this point, if you want to show me that list, I'm cool with it. If you want to see a satyr dance, we're going to see a satyr dance, hopefully. So let's just...
All right.
Hopefully they're not old enough to not dance.
Well, we'll see.
I hope so.
Before we get to that, though, Zach, let's fast forward to the end of your investigation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize we had started.
Well, I mean, you're doing it over the course of this weekend, I assume.
Yeah. I'd like to imagine that Time of the Season by the Zombies is playing. Like you're in a dark room. The closet door opens up, and you can kind of see the outline of Eamon as he reaches for and tugs on this pull string. A light illuminates the room. Remember, Time of the Season by Zombies is playing through this montage. Yep. There's like a thick layer of dust that covers everything, and he's starting to grab all the linens out. And by the end of the weekend, after he rolls his sleeves up and kind of is just in Chester's house with his dad, there's like a full pinboard of stuff that I don't know what it is. Continue.
Hell yeah, Pepe Silvia's closet.
Literally, dude.
First off, go ahead and roll me an investigation check. You're gonna get information regardless. This is just to see what it kind of.
I'm about to soft lock myself. I fucking hate dice,
your
dude.
Only natural.
I will use shenanigans.
Oh.
I'm a halfling, right?
No.
Spiritually, yes. Mechanically, no.
Spiritually, yes. And that.
All right. What am I doing? An investigation.
Yeah.
10.
10. Okay. Interesting.
Middle of the road.
Fledgling. Wait, hold on. I'm putting into the curve calculator.
Scale. Consult the chart.
That's a
scale.
Heavy 28.
Can I ask what you rolled?
45.
Advantage. What did you roll with advantage?
He rolled a 1 because he asked if he was a halfling.
Yeah. I'm curious, though. My last, two or three games, I've played halflings for that reason.
Nice. That's crazy.
Like, it's kind of like my go-to bread and butter class at this point. It's just halflings.
With dice like that, I get it.
I think you're the only person I've met that I'm like, curses might be real. Curses might actually
be. I need to do the egg thing. Someone got me. It's in my camera, dude. The curse is in my camera.
It's the dice. You got to sage your whole fucking existence, brother. So.
You're like this decade's Will Wheaton.
No, he's not. I don't know if Will Wheaton's been canceled recently. Let's just say we're not like any celebrities, just in case.
If there's anything, I don't know.
He's been canceled.
We have to future proof this show. So.
That is true. That's pretty good. Because if you said. Never mind. Never mind, actually.
Let's keep moving. So, 10. Not a lot of investigating work is done by you. But luckily. The camera's crazy. Luckily.
I'm sorry. I bought the same one at fucking Freddy's Pizzeria, dude. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Boom, boom, ba-doom, boom, boom, ba-doom. At least you didn't buy the one that's audio only. So, as you are going through this, a lot of the heavy lifting in this file has luckily already been done by the director. You've already, you've basically taken his notes on the case in this file unknowingly.
I forgot to say that when I opened up the box of evidence and I poured it out on the table, most likely disorganizing everything.
Start kicking it around into a nest shape.
Yeah.
There's, again, chaotically, you're putting it together in your own fashion, but there are a lot of notes that were compiled by somebody who's been investigating this case for a while. You can clearly see that. The first thing you sort of piece together on your weird spider web of threads is that the original case they were working on at the time, they were looking into a local burglary ring, but that entire case has already been ruled out as a dead end by the director. You can see multiple notes and questionings from, a number of suspects at the time, a number of locations at the time. He's ruled that case out as being involved in this. There's also a collection of the crime scene evidence, notes on it, sketches of it. And there are references to the dusting of the crime scene, which you know to be the process of magically preserving what a crime scene looks like in the moment. That dusting is not here. It is held in a different part of the headquarters, so you need to actually get access to it to see it. But, and I'm not saying you can't, you got this.
It's like that video game.
Which one?
The one where it's a shipwreck and what happens
it
and
like
the dots
that.
And the I love that.
Ethan Carter?
It's the sinking of the Lusitania or whatever the fuck that game is called.
Yeah. Well,
I actually don't know what that is. Damn it. I would have lost that one on the video game Wordle.
It's really fun. You guys should check it out. But the dusting is held in the facility of the box that would facilitate being able to use it. But it is referenced here as being investigated and like sketches have been taken of the crime scene. His notes refer to it as like very clearly being an ambush, right? There are signs of a struggle that the Bastions were caught off guard and the four of them were there, but only three of their bodies were found. And again, the main sort of like public suspect is the party's sort of roguish individual who you remember, whose name is Vincent Pamelli. That is the name you were given as sort of like the person that is suspected of the crime. And as you're piecing things together, you can almost see that there's a narrative you're pulling together, even with your 10. I don't mean to make it sound like that, but even with the 10.
Even with your disgusting, lowly 10.
Even with your shit-ass tiny bird brain, you can see this clear evidence of the director trying desperately to find another reason for this happening. You can see that he is trying every avenue, every, like, word of mouth, everyone who even claims to have seen something or knows something. He is following every lead he can find that does not lead to this person committing this crime. No matter how hard it points directly at that being the case. Even you're sitting here like, this kind of seems like he did it. You can see all these other avenues he's jumped off to be like, it can't be. Nope, it's got to be over here. No, I'll go check this one. And you kind of put that narrative together on your own. Almost forming a case of this case. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
The wounds on the bodies were all consistent with a like long thin blade similar to the one Pamelli was known to use. There were multiple signs of arcane spells being used. None of them were like evocation or the ones that would deal large outward damage. The three ones that were detected on the scene were divination, abjuration, and conjuration. That seems to be like something weird he's noticed in the whole situation.
Can I try to see and piece together if any of those magical schools were reminiscent of what we interacted with at the deli?
Interesting. Go ahead and make me do I have to roll for it? That's crazy.
Also, I'm no longer a Kenku. I'm a halfling. Give me advantage, Sean, I beg you.
Go ahead. I will say because you were there, sure. Get you advantage. Fuck it. Who cares?
So sad.
Make an arcana check, bird brain.
So sad.
I'm so bad at rolling dice. Okay. Fuck it.
Pretend it's a spin down.
Ah, dude, it's so bad. I'm so bad at dice rolling, dude. What am I rolling?
Arcana.
Arcana.
It's, 10.
It's literally the...
I love a look of...
It's literally 10. The thing you would use this for. It's the most Arcana roll I've ever had somebody roll.
I am just shocked I don't have a... Okay, Arcana, 10.
A 10. Oh my God. Again, not really your thing. They just kind of sound...
Rolled an 8, rolled a 9.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. These sounds like the not damaging kinds of spells. That's what you're getting from this. But you can see that there is a note left by the director in his handwriting that you've gotten kind of familiar with. Unfortunately for me, you're very familiar with handwriting after poring over his own handwritten notes. That Vincent didn't have any of those schools of spells. So if he was involved in this fight, you get the sense that he has some arcane training, but none of them are particularly in that vein of magic. So if he was participating in this fight, it's suspicious he didn't use them.
Is there anything in the files that show Vincent and his connections to someone who maybe would want to set him up?
Not with a 10. if there were, not with a 10. I'll put it that way. I'll never right. give
keep
up.
It back, keep it in the back burner. Keep it in the back burner for next time.
Tell someone else.
Okay.
It's the meanest thing I've ever said to a player.
Yeah, I have my hand on my hip as I'm drinking cold black coffee, as I'm looking at all these notes pinned on the wall.
You kick away like 12 monster cans.
Is it is it iced coffee, or is it just black coffee you have allowed to cool
it is
down?
It's black coffee that is cooled down in like a patinaed old coffee cup.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I have a cigarette I'm not supposed to be smoking in Chester's house. Yeah, Chester's house because of his dad. Fuck it.
It's not late. You just have a cigarette.
Yeah. Okay.
It is lit, but you're smoking without the filter. Other side.
What's up?
And you're smoking
for
the
some
other
reason
side.
There's two filters. It's on both sides. Is there anything reminiscent of the magic used that we've seen with the drug?
There is no seeming connection to your current case workload or like the drugs you guys have been finding. It seems like they were on a different tip altogether.
Any mention of Walter or anything there?
Does not seem to be anything connecting Walter to this case either. The last thing I will mention is there is a clear note written that there were none of the attackers or the assailants' bodies were found. So it doesn't seem like either any of them died, or if they were, they were taken out by whoever was there with them. It looks like this was a planned attack on these bastions.
Okay.
Again, another node to be like, it was the inside guy.
Interesting. Okay. Where is Vincent Pinelli right now?
He is in the wind. No one has seen him since before this happened.
I thought you meant he died, and there was some kind of like general revelation where can see him in the
He's
grass, in the
with
wind,
yeah,
in the morning
yeah.
sky. Yeah.
No. He is currently... His whereabouts are unknown.
Is there anything mentioning anything related to that weird abyssal rock?
Weird abyssal.
Give me an investigation check.
No, there is nothing that seems to connect it to that stone.
Chester, come here.
Hey, you want more cold coffee?
You know, I like it.
He just puts in more ice.
All right.
The fuck? You've been busy?
Yeah. Also, very weak drywall here. I'm sorry I had to use real nails and not thumbtacks. I did not have any readily available, so...
You could have borrowed
you're
markers.
You're
going
to have to call for those, most likely.
You didn't have to use crayon. You could have borrowed markers.
I'm, like, looking across. Have you ever delivered coincidentally to anyone named Vincent Pinelli, coincidentally?
What?
Or do you know how I can find the address of one who used to live at Vincent Pinelli's place? Pamilli?
No. What do you mean? Are you trying to find somebody?
I'm about to crack this case wide open, Chester.
Following the lines.
You can see like a lot of them, just like the connections don't make any fucking sense. Like, I have no idea. Yeah. Man.
He's just plucking on a few of them. Yeah, interesting. It's crazy.
Is there anything that the director has left off that I can maybe pick up on?
I'm asking you this because we're playing Dungeons & Dragons. I need you to understand that before I say this next part. This is a game we're playing together. There are certain aspects to it that we all participate in together collectively. Can you go ahead and make me an investigation check? We all have to roll for things we want.
Damn.
So far, we are on track for not rolling above a 10 this session.
This is crazy. You gave yourself advantage, I assume?
Oh! What am I rolling?
Investigation.
Yeah, this is a brain one. You have brain?
18!
18's pretty good! Fucking pages come to life. You dive into it like the Lusitania ship.
Yeah, I go into the chalk zone, dude. I fucking go. I like going into the fucking pages.
You're just snorting a bunch of drugs. Okay.
Just a look at this shit.
All the coffee kicks in at once.
Literally.
I will say with a 21... With
did not roll a 21.
18.
Why did I say 21? What the fuck is wrong with
because of the scale.
Because I was scaling it up. Sorry, bringing it back down to normal rolls. 18.
Yep. You want him to succeed so much.
Yeah.
You got a 40? That's unheard of, dude.
Yeah.
With Chester's help, I assume giving you the advantage, you begin to sort of piece together all the aspects of the case that the director has tried to rule out as things that clearly line up to it not being Vincent. And there are a number of aspects you start to see where his process is a little bit too biased, but there's also a tiny little thread of reasoning that is still sort of carrying him forward. None of the spells used were spells that Vincent knew. He was known to use spells in combat, so that is a little strange. It is strange he is still missing. It is strange that they haven't been able to, magically find him. He's not necessarily, that adept at magic or evading, divination spells. That is a strange aspect of this, that he is just a ghost, essentially. No pun intended. It is... also a testament to the director's personal relationship with this person. There are aspects of his notes that refer to a former relationship or a personal understanding of who Pamelli was and the path he was on from some of the things he did in his past. And that aspect of it is sort of leading you to believe his past specifically is probably where you need to look. Whatever relationship brought them together in the first place and led the director to have this much faith in this person, you should probably look into who this Pamelli person was or who they interacted with on their previous ventures.
I hand my cup back to Chester.
Ah.
I gotta go get papers. I'll be back. I'll grab my coat. And I will grab the doorknob and I'll turn around and I'll say, I'm about to crack this case wide open. And then I push it and it's a pull and I go, fuck, man, I'll pull it and I'll go out.
You close it behind you, you hear, who the fuck's going to clean this? And you're off into the night. All right. I think that's a perfect take for us to take our break because we're doing a little bit of a shorter episode tonight and we're right at the hour mark. Yeah,
right when I need to
right
pee,
around
baby.
In the hour mark. I told you, 10 minutes. All right, so we're going to take a quick little break, and then we'll be right back to jump into the show and get all these clues uncovered and find out who the bad guys is. But until then, we'll be on break. Bye. Well, hello there, everyone. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Just wanted to check in on you, let you know about some few updates we got going on in the back end. I recently started a Patreon for some personal projects I'm going to start throwing out there in the next few months. And one of the things I've added to that Patreon is this show. So if you've ever wanted to support this show in any way, you can check out Shika Dance Studios on Patreon. On there, you can find this show going up a little bit earlier. Goes up on Friday in video format instead of Monday, like usual. And you don't have to worry, there's no exclusive content on there as of right now. There is just earlier access for people who want to support the show as a way to give them a little bit of extra stuff. Just a bit of a thank you for anyone who wants to support it. I'm also building out a Discord and all the other stuff for, stuff that I'm personally working on, but the show in general is one of the things that takes up most of my time. I am the sole producer, editor, everything else of the show. So, yeah, that's I'm going to be throwing that up there if you're interested. Other than that, this show specifically is... We're approaching where I assume the first season is going to end in the next coming weeks. And it, I entirely intend to have it back. But I also intend to do different shows with different casts, sort of like how Dementia 20 does their shows. So if this is the only story you're interested in watching, I totally understand. But we will be having other casts and other stories being told in between other seasons of different shows. So just wanted to be as transparent as I could be. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We're back, like the movie from the Dinosaurs thing, like I said last time. That's my catchphrase. Everyone yeah. knows it. Before we left, we just solved the case, except we rolled too low. So we got a little bit of information on the case.
And you have a lead.
We got a lead. We got a few leads. God. This is a lead heavy episode, I would say.
It's big. This is big for you. That's big.
Yeah.
Real.
In a campaign of investigating, we finally got some leads.
You didn't softlock yourself. That's solid. Yeah.
Literally what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I'm going to softlock myself again.
We have to come up with like a mechanic for how bad your dice are.
I told you, just put on the scale.
Yeah, but the scale is like, it's still not enough. If I was grading on a curve, you'd still roll like 12s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make
the scale bigger. I don't know.
If I had a scale so big, I could move the earth, dude, but still not move your dice.
We have to restart now.
I think that's a Galileo joke or something. Anyways. So before we left, we were about to get into this retirement, I believe. So you guys could question an elderly person. You still up for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, as you approach, you have been given the sort of like number of the almost like apartment or condominium they live in, which you can easily find. You know, it's not a prison.
Yeah.
but you can approach however you'd like. The door is closed.
Yeah.
And the windows shades are drawn because it's nighttime, ooh. I assume.
Ooh.
Yes, firebolt at the door. I'm oh, finally yeah. using offensive spells.
Scandal
not what I meant,
erupts.
Not what I meant!
One of the bastions tried to burn down an old folks home.
Okay.
But how are you guys approaching the situation?
I mean, I'll just knock on the door. Right? Yeah, just knock on the door. Just,
interesting.
Just normal.
You do begin to hear some shuffling on the inside. They're already dancing, dude. but eventually the door does slowly creep open and you do see a very elderly face. The satyr individual with like this little tuft of gray hair and these very thick sort of like elongated eyebrows just from how long they've grown. This wild, curly, like long gray hair and these two little nubs of horns just sticking out from it as they look up with you with these glasses on the edge of their nose and say, yeah, hello.
Hello. I forgot his name. I'm bad. I can't believe.
All right. Good night.
hello,
no soliciting.
I already have religion.
X my lock at it.
Yeah, you do look like a
Mr.
missionary.
Trust, and he'll like show his badge. He'll show his badge.
Oh. is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, but everything is fine. My name is Frost Fitzgerald. This is my partner equivalent.
Hey.
I am kind of investigating a case that is connected to you and would like to talk to you about it, if that's okay. It's about your friend, Clive Pitterpot.
Okay. Have they reopened that case?
Certain circumstances have allowed the case to be reopened, yes.
Okay, well, very well. Come inside. I will. Do you want tea or something? I can put some tea on.
Yes, please.
All right. Looks super put out.
Do not turn down tea.
They get some Yogi's throat coat.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hell yeah, that's my shit.
That shit tastes so good.
It's really good. I still can't feel my throat. So they go ahead and put some tea on, and they offer you to sit down on this very strange plastic-covered couch.
Love it.
It'll just be a moment. But...
I'm just looking around the place, just like looking, examining.
Hey, so it's
this
a
person is like
bunch of knickknacks from a life well lived, pictures or paintings with family. They're not pictures, like little a collection, like a full wall of clown figurines. It's crazy.
Ugh. Yowza.
Seems normal and warm.
Seems like a good guy.
I love knickknacks.
What about paddywhack?
What are those?
The things you give dogs for bones.
Bones?
Did someone say bones? Here's your tea. Click, 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 click. They set the tea down. It's delicious. It's like yogi sheet. Throw coat. It's great. So
I was looking over. Yeah, I was looking over the case itself, and I found it. It was weird that you had submitted evidence, but for some reason, the evidence isn't in the report.
Yes.
I was curious because I wanted to know what that evidence was that you submitted that opened the case in the first place after 5 years of it being closed.
I tried to get him to reopen the case a few times. That was the only time they would listen. It was a bit strange. They didn't seem too interested in working with me or anything I was providing. But it didn't last too long. They took what I had to say and sort of left me to, I don't know, question.
Well, I don't know what the circumstances are about that incident, but I won't treat that case that way. I'm genuinely curious and do want to help you and Clive find some semblance of peace.
I appreciate that. This isn't... I'm sorry, is it officially being reopened, or is it just...
It's... And the Fitz will...
What are you doing in my house?
Oh, no!
I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with you. Because I believe that... Well, more honest than I think I should be. This case wasn't officially reopened by the Bastion. This was a request from Clive themselves. Yes, that is the face of someone who's like, what the hell are you talking about?
By non-necromantic means.
Yes.
Now he can I'm just do that.
Somehow more confused.
Yes. I...
He sees dead people.
Yes, I have
that
the ability
seems
to see
pretty
people.
Necromantic.
Yes, it's
yeah, but he didn't do it on purpose. I'm not helping.
You're here for support. I respect you so much.
The door's still on fire because you're fireballs. Yeah. I'm not going to question necessarily why you're doing this. I appreciate you doing it. I wanted to know if it was official, because last time I tried to open an official inquiry, it didn't go through.
That's why it's going to go through now, because, like I said, Clive personally asked me to help solve his murder.
I don't understand what that means.
I was able to meet Clive, and he asked me to solve it. I mean, this moment usually happens. I asked him if there was something I could tell you or ask of you to get you to kind of believe me more. And he told me to tell you about a dance of sorts. I believe is known as Delum's Parade.
Oh my god. it's embarrassing.
He didn't really tell me much about it. So he said you were one for cheerful dances, so.
Well, yes, when I was drunk. There was one time I got drunk at an office Christmas party. Not Christmas, whatever the Christmas is in this world. And I may have been a bit too loose with my inhibitions. And
did you release them?
I felt the rain on my skin. Sorry.
All of the references this episode.
I can't resist a bit. It's my kryptonite.
They're like dangling.
I've had a bit too much. It was the satyr in me. I got a bit too rowdy, and well, they would never let me live it down. They would always refer to it as Delam's Parade. Every time there was libation or some sort of celebration, they would ask me if they were going to see Delam's Parade again. Never quite lived it down.
That's sweet.
They seemed very happy when they mentioned it, so.
Oh. That does sound like Clive. All right. Well, I, again, don't understand what's happening, but I am inclined to believe at least part of what you're saying is true. If you are here to inquire about anything I have to say.
Anything you think can be helpful, or anything that you thought was helpful back then that maybe age has find, I don't know.
Well,
figure out the stuff about the blinded eye has kind of got me dumped.
Well, the reason I had them reopen the investigation is I did a little bit of digging around it during that time. I must admit I was a little obsessed with figuring out what happened, and I was able to find someone who claimed that they had seen something that night, a witness. They described a group of individuals fleeing from that area into one of the sewer grates nearby. I mentioned this to the Bastions, and they didn't seem too keen on investigating or reopening the case at all. I dug in a little bit deeper myself, went into the sewer grate to see if I could pick up on any trail or any pieces of connecting thread, and I found a strange medallion amulet. It looked like it was handcrafted, some sort of carved stone. And I offered that to the Bastions, and that's what finally got them to actually reopen the case and look into it. But very quickly after that, they told me the case was closed and they wouldn't be pursuing it any further.
Do you still have this necklace? Symbol?
No. I gave it to them and they kept it as evidence, but I do think I have a sketch of what it looked like. One second. And they get up and sort of go into another side room. And a few, you know, minutes later.
While they're away, Fitz just like looks over to Evie. I don't know if secret organizations talked with one another. Would you, I don't know, happen to know anything about an organization known as the Blinded Eye? Or I think an undercommon. It's like Nav Skarith Omerta? Omenta. The eye which has failed its use. I'm asking Evie.
Oh, I thought you were asking him, but I was like, no. Yeah.
Another room.
Answer!
Answer! Damn it!
Why are you yelling at me?
Shall I make a history check? Question mark?
You have not heard of it.
All right.
I'm
no.
I'm going to make you roll.
No, and don't ask again! I run out of room.
My goodness.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
I don't know what's
in mood.
Really bugged tonight. Yeah. No, that one doesn't ring a bell. I wasn't really, again, not really connected.
Do you speak undercommon even?
Good question. Mm. Let's look at the sheet. No.
Yeah. Okay. So the blinded eye or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Or some nonsense. worth a shot. I mean, I'm just asking around because you never know.
And that's connected to this case?
Mm-hmm. It's possible that this group is responsible for Clive Pitterpot's murder.
Well,
and
what did they do?
Killed him.
I mean, they killed him, one. But from his description, they were just kids as well. Well, teens. 15, maybe 16. And they were just... It was an assortment of crimes. Like, you're breaking and entering, you're missing objects and supplies, that kind of deal.
Listen, I know this is a bit of a pot-kettle situation, but it seems like a pretty serious name for a group of kids. I mean if it was really just kids, and they were running around with a name like that, especially with another title in a language that I don't know, probably wasn't just kids.
I can believe that. I mean, from
Clive, we didn't come up with Vacant Cradle, I'll tell you that.
That's a fucked up name to name a bunch of kids masquerading as a spice. I get it. Clive told me it was two kids, right? It was like, it was two teens, like 15.
Saw one child, and he turned to look at another figure who was potentially the murderer and didn't see enough details. Just sort of saw the eyes reflecting.
Yeah, like you described it. What did you describe it as?
It was sick, dude. I was on my
You said they were brimming with venomous hate was the word you used.
Accurate. He had two snake eyes.
He stabbed him in the
DM
back.
Moment.
That was Gus.
Stabbed him in the back.
I fell
and
off.
And then as they look back, it was fucking evil.
I got no more venomous words for my venomous hay, dude.
Bars.
No, I got old lady serving tea.
Yeah, so. I'm sure whoever was in charge wanted no witnesses, and they got it.
Found it! Walk back into the room with, they have little slippers on their hooves so they don't make a lot of sound. They've got downstairs neighbors. And they hold up this like little sketchbook and they show you like the medallion section. This little, it looks like it was rough hewn stone that was like sort of chipped into the shape of this sort of oval. And carved onto the face of it, there are two eyes. Like a normal set of eyes side by side, both of them staring up. And there is a third eye below them, turned horizontally and closed. This is roughly the image on the medallion, from what I could remember.
Would you mind if I took this one?
If it will help,
sure. I promise I'll give it back here once the case is all said and done. I'm not going to steal this from you.
Oh, if you solve it, I don't really want it.
Fair enough. He's going to take out the old notebook and he is going to slide it in those pages.
Okay. Very well. Also, tea's good. I don't know if anyone asked or was curious. Tea's pretty good.
You did also say it was good before.
Oh, you guys didn't say it, so I had to again.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I will say, Evie, you do see that this is not the notebook Fitz was using earlier. This is like a much older looking one. Looks much more beat up.
Five star.
Much more already full of notes already. Like full of like sticking out pages and things of the like. And he just slides it in an empty section in that book. And, like, just, like, slams it closed.
Not yeah, they take note of it for now, but don't say anything.
Yeah.
That's a crazy notebook you've got there. Oh, sorry. Please, my door's already on fire!
Just screaming, shut up at an old man.
Yep.
Nicest moment.
Why?
Well, unless there's anything else you guys want to do besides drink some of this dope-ass tea and threaten an old person, we can go ahead and fast forward through this scene as well.
Yeah.
Sounds good. The tea is delicious. Okay, I just feel like I have to mention that. And the night progresses. Some light conversation, but also like a little bit of awkward, like, well, we did what we came here for, so how long do we have to be polite for? Okay, bye. One of those moments.
Hell yeah.
And you are free to move about the country.
I'm guessing, why go back to the take office buses
and shit. Yeah, wait. I have a question for logistically for your world. Do we just like walk everywhere, or are there like bus lanes?
There's a tram system you guys can utilize.
We got trains, and they cost money.
Yeah, that's how I usually suck people dry. Oh wait, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Eat your gold.
Does a badge not get us like access? Like, hey, I'm a cop. Let me on.
Yeah, they say if you can ride on the top of the train, it's free.
Yeah, first day of capitalism, buddy. You new here? Cops are you getting free. Get the fuck out
are
of here.
Are you extorting a cop right now?
I'm not extorting you. Use the public service after you pay for it. How's that sound? That's not illegal.
You're under arrest.
It's not like cops are extorted by using the bus. Although they probably think they are.
Yeah. All the power gone to Christian's head. God.
Fucking 1 week in, and he's already like, hey, "Where are my perks, dude?"
As a New Yorker, cops on buses and trains—that's
so true. Yeah, that's
your cops
so
are
true.
Different. Your cops are like, I think, legally different than people too.
Yes,
you are. Right.
No,
make a case.
It's like legally
Sarah, he's
first
right.
degree murder only if you kill a cop. That's like Sarah. A thing in New York. It's crazy there. Actually, they love their
fucking New York
a little too
it
much.
Sucks.
Something fell down in their city, and they like are all about cops after that. I forget what it was.
Something fell.
Yeah, it was pretty damn important.
Yeah.
Anyway, Zach, what are you doing?
I'm going to go grab papers.
Okay, interesting.
Please,
Leah, do you have anything Tay wants to do?
Pretty much just at the office, and then like I'm just gonna set that aside for if anything else comes up.
Gotcha.
And I'm like,
you're
I'll do this, but
downtime,
just a little bit, maybe like a day.
Okay, sounds good. And Zach, where are you going to get the paper? Or are you just going to a store and buying it?
No, I'm going to go get the file paper for Vincent Pamilli, so I can get background knowledge on his history.
Okay, interesting. So you're going back to
the I'm going to go to the same receptionist and hand him another forged document to say I need Vincent Pamilli's file.
Okay. Now
I'll also ask for oh my god. I'm going to ask for Director Hesley's file as well.
You're illegally insane. Okay.
As it's going, I'm going to be riding in a taxi and it's going to be raining outside. And I'll be like some slow jazz music will be playing, and I'll be smoking a cigarette with two filters, one on each end, as I look out the window, and we look from the outside in, and a monologue will be playing, and I'll be thinking, this is how it is in this scum of a city. One day a real rain will come and wash away the sins of these people. And that rain's name is Eamon O'Malley. What, I can't reference Taxi Driver? All right, doesn't matter. And I go, oh, this is actually my stop.
I'm not stopping you.
I go, also, this is my stop. Also, I'm on top of a carriage. And I'll get off. And I'll take off. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll walk in. I'll walk into the paper place. What is that called? I'll walk into the municipal building.
The box.
The box.
Mm-hmm. The archives mm-hmm. of the box.
Yeah.
Okay. Walk up to the familiar counter.
I have bags on my bags, like under my eyes, oh, and I'll go, okay. Hey, all right, so this is also from Hesley. I need one Vincent Pamilli. You can see it says that right there in Hesley's handwriting, need Vincent Pamilli, and you notice the arrow that's pointing to his name, signed Dr. Hesley. And then next is, like, he needs his own file to look at, as you can see there on the paper, where it's circled, and there's a bunch of lines coming out, almost as if it's, like, floating or shining like a neon sign.
Well, it says in the bottom, forgot my name, frowny face. That's why he needs to find.
It also says doctor.
Well, so. That is his arrow, so that checks out.
I know it well. I know how classic. He doodles, too. Do you see this guy? And I'll.
He calls it his arrow explosion. It's hilarious. Crazy it's hilarious. Signature.
I'm like looking around, make sure he's not here.
You see like a tall guy who just kind of shakes you for a second. It's not him, but it's the same silhouette. And as you sort of walk, or you sort of like talk to him for a second, he's like, okay, well, we can go ahead and see about getting you the Pamelli files. We don't have Director Hesley's. That's not like a, we don't have like the director's file. I don't know why
you don't have like,
did he lose like his own personal, what, documents or something?
Okay, well, first off, that's classified. I don't know if you have a paper sorry, to show hey, me oh, that sorry, you can be asking sorry. Such questions about Whoa. The doctor.
Okay.
However,
forgot my place. It's, yikes.
Yeah. Well, if there's anything that is in relation to Dr. Pamelli and, sorry, wrong guy, if anything in relation to Vincent Pamelli and Director Hesley, then I would like to, I need that as well.
Go ahead, so. Roll me a deception check with advantage. This is how I always, my classic
Last
move.
Time, this is how it saved me. So.
This is my classic move. I ask one of my players to roll, and it gets him every time.
18, because my deception is good. Sometimes I just be lying.
What you should have to tell me when you're doing that, because I need to know.
Sometimes. What?
18, I'm extending the truth. Never have once lied on okay. this show.
He looks over. Luckily enough, he remembered to put his classic arrow on there, and he's like, okay, mm-hmm. I'll get you the papers. Just wait here. It does come back with a small, like, collection of files on a Vincent
can plan. I when he oh. when does he leave the desk
yeah of course he does he has to go get the files
okay
what are you, stupid?
Cool can I does he have the paper that marks that I visited twice
interesting
because I will rewrite it
I will say he has today's log
Okay, does it have, like, my badge number or anything on it?
Yeah, he has the... He wrote it down, like, just now for this visit. And what
he has a name and a badge number?
He has your name... Or not your name, but he has your badge number and what you requested.
Okay, I'm going to change one number on it in his handwriting.
Which number?
Which number? My badge number is... I think I have it memorized. It's... No, I don't have it memorized. It's...
I would actually have been very impressed.
7646 is my badge number, and I'm going to write it as 7645.
7645. Okay. I'm going to remember that.
Cool. And I'll slide it back, and I'll go back to looking at myself in the you know, the thing, the bell that people have at desks. I'm like,
yeah, the classic I need service police yeah. desk bell.
Yes. It's very shiny, so I'm checking out my reflection in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's like, birds. All right, here you go. Shiny obvious.
Yeah. I will grab it. I will say thank you. And I will... I will like pat my hands on the desk and then I'll realize what I've done and I'll grab a tissue and I start wiping it down. And then I go, all right. And I put that in my pocket and I walk away.
Your fingerprints. All right. You now have one Vincent Pamelli's file.
You hear Time of the Season by the coffee start playing as I have this cold cup of coffee.
It's raining again outside.
It's raining again.
File gets ruined.
Sins in the city. Okay.
Yeah, everything's in black and white now, too.
Where are you going with this file? Are you heading back to the...
Chester's. Okay. No, I will take a moment. I will go. I'm checking on my parents. I think it's the reasonable thing to do. Either,
interesting.
I've kind of been a little scared to see if they're walking on their dead bodies, but that's fine.
The door is slightly ajar.
I was Whoa. Either waiting for a letter saying they died or that, you know, I'd bite the bullet at some point and see if they're alive.
Two soldiers would come to your workplace with a flag and... tell you face to face.
Yeah, true. They drive up my road. I'd be washing the dishes and I'd notice them driving up my road and then they would come out, two people out of a car. They'd hand me a flag, an Abaddon flag, mm-hmm. and I'd fall on my knees.
Yeah, one broken dish, one broken marriage.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. Oof. As you approach your house, it is perfectly intact. Nothing
good enough for me. I turn around and then a wave of morality washes over me and I go, fuck it. I'll turn around and go
okay.
to the door.
Go inside?
Yeah, I don't have to knock. It's my parents' house, so I guess I'll just go in.
Okay. easy enough to do. The door's unlocked.
Oh, that's not good. I instantly go into battle mode. Can I try to stealth in?
Go for it.
Oh, cool. Five.
Five.
No, six.
Six. Okay, you immediately, the door, like, unlocked. Your feathers go out. Like, yeah. Spider fly mode, and then you slowly open the door. It's like,
awesome. I'll slam it behind me once I do that. I decide like now I'm like a Celtic warrior and I'll start running through the house to see, try to get the jump on anyone. Since I can't stealth, I will just try to get the jump on anyone around me.
As you sprint into the house, you hear your dad from the living room go, oh, where's the fire?
Oh, hey, Pops, how you doing?
Hey, it's been so long. What are you doing here, bud? He gives you a little bah, 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 bah. Dad hug.
I just, I'm doing the detective thing. I'm a little bit busy. I'm grabbing files. I can't look at this one, though. It's confidential. My tap him on the shoulder. So
okay,
you and mom are good. Fine. Any visitors lately? Has anyone visited you?
No.
Any weird mail? Any mail for me?
Any mail for you? Oh yeah, you did get a package.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, it's in the kitchen. Hey! He's here.
It's ticking.
I know, I was gonna say, is it a bomb?
No, it's just smoking a lot. I don't know what you ordered. It's crazy. Mary?
I start running through the other rooms.
She's upstairs getting ready.
Oh, my God.
He's like, will you not hear me call you? We went downstairs in the kitchen. That's crazy.
Don't worry to me like that. Don't worry to me like that.
Would you put his package? You know, she's like, oh, how's it going? Fusses over
you.
Yes,
thank you, Mom. Thank you.
She walks back down to the kitchen. She says, I put it somewhere safekeeping because I didn't know when we'd see you again. You're so busy, my little busy boy. And she pulls out of the cupboard this sort of like neatly wrapped parcel with a big skull and crossbones on
it. It's a neatly wrapped parcel. I'll pick it up and I'll listen to it.
You don't hear anything.
Okay. This is real practical advice for the listeners at home. I will not open it in the case that if it has a light sensor, this is real advice, by the way, if it has a light sensor, then it might explode. So when I find a place that is in total darkness, I will open this package.
How is that real life advice?
That is real thing. If you see a backpack or some kind of something that looks weird, do not open it for obvious reasons, but also like literally people can make, I don't know if I can talk about this on YouTube,
okay,
but they will make,
you know what?
They will make in Minecraft, they will make bombs.
They'll use redstone.
Where it's like, jockey. They will have a light sensor. So if any, like the second light touches it, the redstone sensor, it will explode.
Oh, TNT creeper
there's
blocks.
There's also some people will make in like bottles or like cans and stuff, like normal litter you would see people throw out of their car. And if you like were to walk along the sidewalk and like kick it, it would like blow off your foot.
Who the fuck do I have on this show?
They put those in Fallout New Vegas.
What the hell?
I love our sources of
information. All right. Anyway,
anyways, I go, good to see you, Ma. I go, alive. All right. I have detective work
to
do. It is good to see you. I just want, we'll catch up
gonna,
later.
You're not going
to
open it?
I gotta wait until I'm in a very dark room, Ma. I ordered some of those stars to put above my bed, and I don't want the UV running out already.
Oh my God! Just tell him, Mary. She's like, all right, it was a gift. You
right.
Got us.
It explodes. I've been roaming around. All right. I'll open it up. I'll open it up. A gift. Let me see. What a nice gift.
I blind you. You're dead.
No.
You open the parcel, and it is a very well crafted, like ornate. Sort of jewelry box almost.
No. Like,
you, well, hey, it's your first week on the job. We just wanted to get you something to, like, you know.
Oh my God, it's been a week. All right. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And I'll open it.
The 1,000-yard stare of like that soldier.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I'll open it up. What is this?
You open it up and it is a silver, like, engraved magnifying glass with your name on it.
Oh, is this because of my literacy problems?
What the fuck? No, it's because you're like, you need that for finding clues. It's a little detective because they got, I read a book once. They had a magnifying glass and it helped them pretty good find clues. He doesn't like it.
Thoughtful.
I told you he wouldn't like it.
I do. I didn't understand it at first. Is that so bad?
No, it's just, you know, if you don't need it, you can say that. We'll go get something else.
Look, I have something to look at it now. I'll open a very confidential file and I'll start.
It explodes because of the light sensor, dude. It's crazy.
Gotcha.
You've been carrying that letter for like 2 weeks. I've been waiting.
Yeah. Thank your parents for the considerate gift.
You should have used the glass. We've been roaming around.
I put the old thing on it, and I look. I take a peeksy poo at the first thing I see in this file for Vincent Pamilli.
Vincent Pamilli. Okay, go ahead and roll an investigation check with advantage because of the magnifying glass.
Whoa!
Oh! For those of you in the audience who don't know, this is an item Zach asked me for his birthday like 3 months ago.
Yes! 3 months! My birthday was in October!
That's even crazier, dude. You all asked right, me for it, and then we took like a 5 month break. Yeah.
16.
16's pretty good. You can see that he spells his name with a V.
Wow, Mom, this really helps. I'm kidding. I really think.
I was just stunned that you rolled higher than like a two. Vincent Pamilli, this file, the first thing you get from like glancing over it with that check is specifically relating to his time prior to when he was a Bastion. You get the sense that they don't have like just files you can check out on Bastions, but this is a laundry list of criminal activity from Vincent Pamilli.
Did I know he was a Bastion? I feel like you just dropped that on me.
No, he was one of the four members of that Bastion.
Oh. Oh, I thought he was just some random guy. Never mind. Wow, I'm bad at this.
No, you're good.
You're great. Great.
Yeah, there were four members of that Bastion.
That will be Eamon's actual reaction. He's like, oh, wait, that makes more sense.
He was a what?
Wait a minute. Then I put it down. All of a sudden, it's like dawning on Eamon that it's like, what happened with the deli and then him and then wait a minute. Dolly zooms in on Eamon.
Like I go your shots.
Oh, get a nice severance zoom in.
Yeah. All right, I start looking back down. What were you saying?
It's like a laundry list of criminal activity that the individual known as Vincent Pamilli had committed.
What kind of criminal activity?
Racketeering, some sort of like bookie keeping, hitman. Like there was a lot of different things. This guy's had a lot of different lives.
Okay, he may have different aliases then. Interesting. I'll look for aliases.
there's a box set of the first season of Alias.
I don't even know what that joke is. All right.
Jennifer Garner.
Okay, interesting.
I think so.
Ma,
JJ Abrams.
Dad?
Yeah.
Goodbye. Good seeing you. Thank you for this wonderful gift. I will use it for good use. And I will see you all later, alive and well.
Didn't need that last part, but I appreciate it.
And I close the door behind me. All right. Yeah, I would just head back to, it's time to finish up getting these papers.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, unless there's anything else anyone wanted to do, I think it's a perfect place to draw the curtain on this session and pick up next time with the start of the festival, because
week
that's
two of the job
starting. It's week two.
They're gonna flood Gotham, dude. Running out of time.
This
I'm
is
like
bad.
A dog chasing a freaking car, dude. Well, until then, thanks for watching episode 20. We appreciate you for being here, and until next week, I hope to see you but not here. Bye. Bye, everybody. What? Go watch something else.
What?
Welcome to YouTube. Go watch something else, folks. Goodbye. Enjoy the tariffs.